Okay, the boys, today's daf is daf ayin tes. We're holding ayin ches amid beis, the Mishnah, four lines from the bottom. And we've already discussed this Mishnah and the principles set forth in the Mishnah a number of times in the past, and it's relatively straightforward. Mishnah and reshus lishluchai lekadesh es bitoi. He had a father who had a daughter who was either ktana or a nara, and so therefore the father had the right to go and marry her off. And instead of he doing the actual Maisa Kedushin, what he did was, he appointed a shliach, the Kaddish is bitoy. In other words, he told the shliach, I have a daughter, I need a chusin. Either he gave him a blank check, and he chusin, or he told him a specific chusin, and he said, go to that individual, and go and take money on behalf of me, on behalf of my daughter, to effect the Kedushin. And in addition to sending the shliach, the father himself found a very nice bucher. He was going to davening one morning. There was a bucher davening there in the Besmedish with great kavana, and he said, this looks like a real nice fellow. And now he, the father, went and was mekadish his daughter to that fellow. In other words, he said, I have a wonderful young lady. Oh, I heard all about her. Are you interested? Yes. Okay. Give a shava pruta or whatever they negotiate, and they make a kedushin. So now it's possible that two people, both the shliach and the father, have married her off to an individual, and obviously she can't be married to two people. So the Mishnah says very simply, im shaloi kadmu kedusha kedushin. If we then ask them what time of day or what day was it, and the father says, well, I was Mekadisher 9 o'clock in the morning, right after davening, right after the daf. And the other fellow says, I only met the other prospective chusin 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So obviously the father was Kadmai, Kedusha, Kedusha. Vim Shal Shluchai Kadmai, and if the Shliach was the first one, then his Kedusha is Kedusha. Vim Eina Yadua, and if we don't really know, because it's kind of a toss-up, both of them say it was early afternoon, maybe 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, don't know for sure. She can't be married to two people, so both of them are going to have to give her a get if she wants to marry someone besides these two young men. However, if the two between themselves agreed that what? In other words, the two men heard about the situation, this young lady is married either to me, either to you, we don't know. You know what? It's fine. I'm Munchel, I'm a Vater, you take as a wife, I'll give a get, and therefore you can work it out in that way as well. The Mishnah, in the second part, is virtually a repeat performance of the first. Now we're not talking about a Ktano and Nara, we're talking about an Isha Boigris, who already is able to go and marry herself off. And the Mishnah says the same. A young lady, she's already over the age of 12 and a half, she's maybe 13, maybe she's 20, whatever age she is, and she said to a shliach, do me a favor, there's a young man, I'm interested in being kudashes, and gave that individual the rishus to go and effect a kedushin on her behalf. V'holchen, she herself went to kitchus atzman. She was mekadish herself to somebody else. And now we have the same question. Who came first? Im shalok kodmu, if her came first, then kedusha kedushin. Then she's married to whoever she accepted kedushin from. Vim shal shlucha kodmu, and if it was a shliach that accepted the kesher kedushin first, kedushav kedushin, then that kedushin works. Vim ein in yodin, if we don't know who came first, shneim noisin laget, both of them have to give a get. Vim rotsu, and if they want, echa noisin laget, v'yechad koinis. They can go make up between themselves. One says, I'm a vater on this young lady. You can go and take her as a wife. I'll give her a gift, and then shalom Yisrael. And the obvious question is, why does the Mishnah have to go through all of this twice? And that's the immediate question. Now, Robbie has a question.
Even without Vitor, if one of them gave a gift, automatically she remains married to the other one.
Sofik Mekudeshes. Sofik Mekudeshes. Sofik Mekudeshes. In each way, we don't know which kedushin took place first, the father or the daughter, or in this case, the daughter or the shliach. We don't know which came first. So the suffix mekudeshes to both of them. So she would not be able to consummate the Kiddushin with either one of them, because maybe she's married to the other one. So now she has two choices.
One get is enough.
That for
one
sure.
Get, even something with that, one get should be enough.
Absolutely. If one of them says, fine, I'm
happy. Why the Mishnah says that they have to have an escape and she needs a get from both? Levaisa, one get is enough.
What you're saying is absolutely true. The Mishnah says she has now two options. Option number one is like you're suggesting, that if the two agree that one of them says, it's fine, you can take her for a wife, I'll give the get, you take her for a wife, then that's great. Or it could be worked the other way around. The other one says, you go and give the get and I'll take for a wife. As long as the two agree between themselves, we can kind of split it down the middle. She gets a get from one, she becomes the wife of the other. On the other hand, if both of them say no, each one wants to go and be kones and they can't work it out, then both of them should give a get and then she'll find somebody else to marry eventually, in Miatusha.
I love this kasha. I have
another point, Mendy.
Kindness is long term for you. Kaddish.
Yeah.
Because the Kushal is a chal, perhaps. Mm-hmm. If the other one was the first, he was second, you have a chal. Kindness is mashal.
I understand what you're saying.
Kedushin from Suffolk.
Yeah, each one is a Kedushin from Suffolk. So Mendy's saying, maybe Taka the Kedushin was the other one, so shouldn't you have to have a new? I'm assuming that the Lashon Kindness over here is an ambiguous Lashon to cover both situations. Both situations. If in fact she was already Mekudeshes, Koinus, we can go now to the next step and we can go and consummate the marriage. And if not, then Koinus will start the Knesset from the beginning and we'll have the whole 9 yards. So I assume it covers both cases.
If both,
yes, David.
If both the potential father give teaching,
yes.
Is there any reason that she cannot marry one of them immediately thereafter, arguing that the one whom she is remarrying was effectively the second of the teaching, and therefore she could remarry without any issue of being a grusha and marrying after someone else had
Matzer Gushasa situation.
There was no
Bia. Right, but still it's a Matzer Gushasa situation or Kahuna problems or other things.
I think that the din of Matzer Gushasa is only Mishanissus if there was a Nisun in between. If there was just Erisin, I don't think that counts. I don't think there's a problem. And then your issue goes away because nobody did a Nisun. And the Lashon of Rashi and throughout the Gemara, it's always Matzer Gushasa Mishanissus and not Mishanissarsa. So it sounds like it has to be Nisun. And the Lashon HaPasuk is also the Yucha Baal Rishon Lashon L'kach Achrei Asher Hutamo'a. Asher Hutamo'a also has a Lashon of Knisa, that there was an actual Bia with the second individual. Anyway, getting back to our Mishnah, getting back to the Gemara, Frankly Mor Tzricha, the two cases, case one and case two, are basically identical. The only difference is, here we're talking about a Ketana or Nara, and the father did the Kiddushin, or is authorized the shliach to do the kedushin, and the same thing with Rabbi Geras, and she authorized the shliach to do the kedushin. So why do we have to repeat it? It's more tricha. The ishmin and gabi didev. We only talk the first case when you're talking about the father. Mishum de gavra kim le biyachsin. The father understands who is a miyuchas and who is not. Here we're not looking for yichas that he's an einikel of the Baal Shem or the Vilna Goyim. We're talking about Yichas, that he is a kosher individual, so he knows more about potential chasanim and their families. After all, men get around, women are kol kvuda bas melech panima, so they're not so familiar with the menfolk. So he understands who is a miyuchas and who's not, and therefore if he went and quickly was mekadesh her to someone prior to the shliach being mekadesh her, then I would go and say, the Kiddushin is Chal. But it's the Loikim Labi Yachsin, the woman that really doesn't know so much about Yachsin, if she just happens to go and meet someone, just to give an example, in the supermarket, she looks like, oh, it looks like a nice fellow. Or she meets him at a Chasen or Bar Mitzvah, a nice fellow. Oh, she talks to him for a few minutes, and she says, okay, I'm agreeing to get married. Since she's not really that expert when it comes to Yachsin, Eim Eloi Nehevi Kiddushin, I might think her Kedushin should not be a Kedushin. So Rashi explains, what does that mean, that I might think it's not a Kedushin? That perhaps she's just doing a fallback type of option. She appointed a Shliach, and she expected that Shliach is going to go and do a good job. However, you never know. Maybe the Shliach won't find a Bachar. Maybe he'll find a Bachar who she is not going to be happy with, because she's going to find out that his Yichus is tainted. And therefore, when she marries someone on her own, she figures, just in case my shliach doesn't find someone, after all, there's a shidduch crisis, as a backup, I'll try to do a temporary chasana with somebody else, a kiddushin. But Rashi says, loisam chal kiddushia, she herself is not 100% smichas das, because she figures, maybe yes, maybe no. So I might think, even though she went through the ceremony and she accepted money for Kedushin, but maybe she wasn't really Semitah, she's really thinking to herself, halavai, in an hour from now, the Shliach will come back and say that I married to Yankel Smith, because that I heard is a really great guy and all the wonderful things. If not, I still have my backup, I just took Kesa Kedushin from this fellow. So I might have thought, and therefore I might have thought, and in the second case, even though technically her Kedushin took place before the Shliach's Kedushin, maybe it was never intended to be a full-fledged Kedushin, but rather a backup option just in case the first one, the Shliach's, doesn't work out.
How can we ever say that? I mean, a Kedushin is a Kedushin. A deal is a deal. A contract's a contract.
Guess what? The answer to the Gemara is that that's not the halacha, but at least that was the reason why the Gemara, the Mishnah, felt it had to bring both situations. If you look at the Rashi, Mishum the Gavra Kimle Biyachsin, the second line from the top, by a Gavra, Kishamatim Yuchas says, Kid Shaloi, Ubitel is a Shliach. In the case of the father, when the father met someone in Bamdavanin or after the Daf or whatever, who seems to be a nice guy and has good Yichos, so therefore he was Mekadish that her, his daughter, to him, I had appointed the Shliach, implicitly he was Mevatel the Shlichos. She doesn't really know anything about Yichus. Even though she was Mekadish, she was not Mevatel the Shlichus, even though she accepted Keser Kiddushin. And she's not even Soymech on her own Kiddushin. In other words, although she received the Matbea and she smiled and nodded, she really wasn't given with all of her Smichus Das. She thought, Dilma Shlich, Meshkech. Maybe the Shliach is going to find someone who's a better candidate. I'm only doing this, says the girl, because I was afraid. Maybe he won't. But if you find someone, sure, I'm delighted that my Shliach finds a great chusin. Just in case as a backup, I figured I'll go with it. Again, this is not the maskana, this is a havamina. That's the reason why I have to have the second case, to tell you, no, when a person takes a Keser Kedushin, it is serious business. It's not based on conditions and thoughts. After all, dvarim shebelev loy havin dvarim. If she attached a condition to it, it's a different story. But she didn't say anything. She just simply took the Keser Kedushin, Kedushah Kedushin. V'yashmin gabi didah. If it only say the second case, yishum the itza daikra mintzva. Excuse me. After all, she is the one that's going to have to live with this individual for the next 120 years or whatever, and so therefore she's going to be middak dekes. And if she took the money from the chusin, we can assume that implicitly she was mavatel the shlichus. Aval iyo, when you're talking about the father, imalei ichbasle. After all, he's not going to have to live with the chusin. His daughter's going to have to live with the chusin. So he figures, even if he's not such a miyuchas as a groisa yichas, okay, you know, it's not me, it's already my daughter, it's the next generation. And therefore, in such a situation, maybe he doesn't really care that much. And therefore, in that situation, when he goes and takes the Kesef Kedushin, again, he's not being Mevatel Shlichus. She is like a mitzvah, yeah, this seems to be a nice guy. She's Mevatel Shlichus implicitly. But he, La'ichbasla, he doesn't really care that much, whether it's this bucher or that bucher. So therefore, maybe that he doesn't care that much, and therefore he's not Mevatel Shlichus. And when he finds out later from the Shliach that he found another one, oh, wonderful, that's even better, this is good. And therefore I might think that his Kedushin should not have been Chal. So that's after both cases to go and tell you, no, this is serious business, don't give it to Terutzim and Amaslis and Dvorin Shebelev. If whoever was the first one to accept the Kesa Kedushin, whether it was the father in the first case, or whether it was the daughter in the second case, and each time we assume that they meant it, and if they were number one on the deadline, on the
timeline,
thank you, then in the case of the father, his Kedusha would be effective, in the case of the daughter, her Kedusha would be effective. But if we don't know, like the Mishnah said, then either one of them will marry and the other will bow out, or they'll both bow out and she'll be able to go marry a third individual. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to tell a story, not a story, but a shayla about what about a girl who's now turning from Nara to Boigris. Now we all know that a Nara is at the age of 12. Our Gemara is going to tell us that a Boigris is at the age of 12 and a half. And we had a shayla over here, what was she at the time of the Kiddushin? See, Itma, Kitch Avia Baderech. The father was traveling, found a good bucher, and married her off to that good bucher, Baderech, as he's traveling. The Kitcha Atzma Be'ir. Either she knew or she didn't know, she was here locally at home, her father's not around, and she accepted Kesa Kedushin for herself here in the city. And Rashi says, both of them took place on the same day, boy by yoy. The father's Kedushin took place in the morning at 10 o'clock. The daughter's Kedushin took place in the afternoon at 3 o'clock. Vaharihi Boigeris. And now she checks herself at 5 o'clock in the late afternoon, and she sees that she has simone bagrus, that she's no longer just a nara, but now she has matured to become a boigeris. What are the simone bagrus? Rashi says, look it up in Maseches Nida. However, the simonim are mikorim bidadeha. You can go and tell from the physical maturity of her dadim that they have now developed to a certain point. This typically takes place at 12 and a half. On that day, we will talk about exactly which day it was, but the two took place, all the three things took place on the same day. Father Mekadesh at 10 o'clock, she was Mekadesh herself at 3 o'clock, she discovered at 5 o'clock that she's a full-fledged Boigeres. Now the question is, what was she at 10 o'clock in the morning? If at 5 o'clock she was a Boigeres, can we assume the same thing at 10 o'clock in the morning? And if she was a Boigeres at 10 o'clock in the morning, then the father had no right to Mekadesh her anymore, because she's no longer a Nara. Or do we say, no, she only became a Boigeres now, or 5 minutes ago, and therefore the father's Kedushin took place when she was still a Nara. And that's the machloikis now between Rav and Shmuel. Rav Omar, he Boigeres l'faneinu. He sees she's a Boigeres, so she has a chazakah that she's a Boigeres, and that chazakah goes back to 10 o'clock this morning. You should assume she was already a Boigeres then, and therefore the father's Kedushin was not effective, only her own in the afternoon. The Gemara calls this another place, and the Mefarshim called this Kan Nimtza Kan Hoya. In other words, you go and see what the situation is right now, and you assume that this was the situation previously as well.
How far back does that go?
We're going to talk about that as we go through the Yomar. Shmuel Amar, Chayshinan Likidushe Shneim. No, I don't know whether she was a Begeris at 10 o'clock or not, and therefore I have to be Choshev Likidushe Shneim, like our Mishnah, that she is potentially Mekudish to the first or to the second, and therefore either she's going to have to get a get from both of them, or one will give a get, and the other one will be Koydis, will presumably do a new Kedushin and a full-fledged Nisun eventually, etc. So that's the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Now, Zot Yimor Yetz Amos, when did this take place? This whole situation of the three events on the same day. Ilem v'terch Shisha. Are we talking about that it was before the end of the 6 months? In other words, she's now 12 and 3 months. B'hod Neymar Rav, Harihi Boigeres l'faneinu. Are you going to tell me that Rav said in such a case, since she's a Boigeres now, she was a Boigeres previously? Hashdu de Bagra. What does he mean, Hashdu de Bagra? Because typically, a girl only gets simani bagras at 12 years and 6 months. However, says Rashi, there are some girls that are mimaheres livgar, that they become Boigeres even before that. So it's not an ironclad rule in terms of you don't become until a nara, even if you have shteisaris at the age of 11 and a half, you're still not a nara. You only become a nara with the shteisaris and she becomes 12. However, says Rashi, by the Geris, that's not the case. If she is one of those that has fast developing dadim, so then she could become a begeris even at the age of 12 and 3 months, or 4 months, or 5 months. It doesn't have to dafka be 6 months. However, because this is not the usual case with girls, so then if you find that now she's a begeris at this time, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, would you say that Rav said, well, then probably she was a begeris already this morning? He wouldn't say that, because she had a cheskes naris until now. Till now you assumed she had been a Nara ever since she was 12. 12 and a month, and 12 and 2 months, and 3 months, etc. You assume she's still a Nara until she's a Begeris. So therefore, it's unlikely that that's the situation that Rav would have said. She's a Begeris Lefaneinu, and therefore she was a Begeris already in the morning. Doesn't sound right. Elo li'achar shisha. Oh, maybe it's talking about it's already 12, and we're already into the 7th month. We're beyond 6 months. Then Shmuel would say, no, it couldn't be talk in the morning, she was still a Nara. The maximum that a Nara can be a Nara is until 12 and 6 months. Once you hit the 7th month, it's already 6 months and a day, 2 days, 3 days, she's already a Begeres. That's the case. Why is Shmuel saying I'm choishish, the kedushish name? She's zicher. If it's after the 6 months, she's zicher. But yes, the tzricha de kaddish bahu yoima the mishlam shisha. It's now her 6 month birthday. It's not a full year birthday, but it's a half year birthday. It's exactly on the 12th year and the end of the 6 months. On that day, 10 o'clock in the morning, the father married her off. 3 o'clock in the afternoon, she married herself off. 5 o'clock, she goes and bodekes. And she sees that she happens to be a begeris. So now, today she was supposed to be a begeris. I mean, everybody expected it, that's the day. So Rav Amari begeris lefaneinu, midahasha begeris, b'tzafanam begeris. Since Baruch Hashem, she became a begeris as we expected on the date line, on the timeline of 12 years and 6 months, since it works, she's a begeris at 5 o'clock, presuming she was already a begeris already at 10 o'clock this morning. And that being the case, she's not married to the father's chusin. She's married to the one that she chose in the afternoon. Ushmul amar, no, hashnu the ICC manim. Until now, we know she was a Nara. For the first time, I see now that she is a Begeris. So we only assume she's a Begeris, mikan al haba. And anything until now is a suffix. Maybe she was talking at 10 o'clock in the morning. Maybe she wasn't. Maybe it was only 5 minutes ago. Maybe it was 3 hours ago. I don't know. Therefore, Shmuel says, Chayshinan, the Kiddush Hashem. And now the Gemara asks a series of kashas on Shmuel. And the first kasha is going to be from Mikvah. Shmuel, my Shlomi Mikvah. Why is Shmuel different? Why is Shmuel's halacha different from the famous Mikvah case? What's the famous Mikvah case? Now, we learned in the Mishnah. Mikvah shenindad v'nimtza chaser. 6 months ago, a year ago, they made a Chanukah Sabayis and a brand new mikveh. All the dignitaries, all the askanim, all the rabbanim, all the politicians were there, and they did a ribbon-cutting ceremony. They're opening up a brand new mikveh, givaldik. Okay. And at that time, of course, the rabbis went and checked the mikveh that was 1,000% kosher with all hidurim, including, of course, that it had more than 40 sa'a water, which, of course, is the minimum. And everything was good and everything was great. Guess what? Now it's 6 months later, or a year later, and they decide, let's go and do our annual, a semi-annual checkup. They check out the mikveh, and they see, mikveh shenimda v'nimtza chaser. There are only 39 saw in the mikveh. Oy vavoy. And I don't know when it became 39. Did it become 39 today? Or yesterday? Last week? 3 weeks ago? 3 months ago? Chveis techemisht. So kol tarish shenasu al gabav v'mafreya. All taharis that were done based on this mikveh, in other words, that either the people traveled in the mikveh or the kalim were traveled in the mikveh, and then we used that person or those kalim for taharis, for kodshim, or anything that you're eating, bikdusha, truma, or in chulin shenas al taharis hakodesh. Any taharis shenas al gabav, limafreya, we go back all the way to the beginning, to that Chanukah Sabayis of 6 months ago. Even Bei Mishus HaRabim is Tumeyos. Even though normally a Suffolk, Tumah Mishus HaRabim, what's the din?
Suffolk Tumeyos. It's a tahar.
It's tahar. And so therefore, if it happens to be a suffik m'shasa yachid, taka tameh. But here we're saying, even b'shasa rabim has a din of tameh. Ooh, what's the reason for that? So Rashi says, because lav suffiku. It's not, doesn't have the din of suffiku. Let's look at the Rashi together. It's about 12 lines before the wide lines. Rashi says, "Bein shenas b'shesaram shesafik tuma normally tahar boy. In this case, tameyoy the lav saviku elavadai. But rather, we give it the status of avadai. Al mamrina. We see from this that we say kishas mitziyosan michas kinalei meyikara. That's the rule of kan nimtza kan hoya. We find out who's screaming inside Simcha. He didn't notice anybody was screaming. Okay, that's good. It's kishas mitziyosan michas kinalei meyikara." Just like we find it now, that's how we do a chazakam nikar. We assume that that's the way it was all along. Aha. So even though I don't know what was the story yesterday, or 2 days ago, or a week ago, or a month ago, since I see that now, the halacha, that it's now short, I'm mechazik that that's the way it was earlier. Kan nimtza, kan hoya. Today it's 39. I'm assuming yesterday and last week and last month, it was also 39. So tomorrow, Ibazoi. Hochanami, name him the Hashra by Geras, but Safra, Nami by Geras, Shekola Yogi Becheskas, Shed Ovi. Says Imora, just like I see by the mikvah, we are paskining like Rav. What did Rav say? Since we find that she's a Begeris now, she was probably a Begeris this morning. What did we say by mikvah? Since I see by the mikvah that now it's 39, it probably was already 39 yesterday and last week. So Ibazoi, why doesn't Shmuel agree to Rav? And for the more, Shani Hassan, the Ikalamei Mohammed Tomei Alches Kosoi, the Eima Loi Tovar. There you have a chazaka. What's the chazaka? That the individual that went to the mikveh, and or the kalim that they toiveled in the mikveh, why did they go to the mikveh? They had nothing better to do. The reason why they went to the mikveh, because they realized that they were Tomei. Ah, so until you know for sure that the tumah went away, they have a cheskas tumah on them. And that's the reason why I say tumah, because of that chazak. Veitimur adarab. Hamin mikvah cheskas ve'im v'loi chaser. Just like you're saying, you're putting on a cheskas tumah on the person and on the kelim. Put a cheskas tahara or a cheskas tamima and shleimis on the mikvah. That I know that 6 months ago, I know for sure that it was tam v'nishlam, it was perfect, it was shalem. Ve'im v'loi chaser, let us say it is not chaser. How can you say it's not chaser? How chaser l'fanecha? You see right in front of you in your own eyes that it's chaser. The chabad it's chaser. So tomorrow, how can I be hari by geres l'fanecha? She's a vadi by geres and nothing to talk about. So tomorrow, maybe hashdu the bugger, maybe only she became by geres now. No chaser, nami hashdu the chaser. Maybe it only became chaser 5 minutes ago. So each way you look at it, you can go and toss and turn and turn and toss. L'chori in the same case is v'chshver and Shmuel. Why did Shmuel say in that? Why does the Mishnah say in the case of the mikveh that we assume that it was tummy all along? Kan nimtza kan hoya. If today it happens to be tummy, if today it's chaser, we assume it was chaser already a month ago or the last time that we were by dig. The same thing with the begeres. I see that she's a begeres now. We should assume that she was a begeres at least this morning. I wouldn't say she was a begeres yesterday, because since today is the deadline, the timeline of the 12 years and 6 months. Rashi says, today, everybody expected today is going to be the big day. So, if Taka happened, she checked herself at 5 o'clock. We don't assume 5 o'clock. We assume from the first minute of the day that this already occurred. Is a shver on Shmuel. There you have two strikes against you. What's the two strikes against you? Says Rashi, Tomei al cheskosei, were machzik the individual and the kelim that they were tameim until I know otherwise. That's why they're tameim. And number two, varichosel lefanecha. There's a chisorn in front of you. Look at the mikvah. You see, it only has 39 sa. So you got two reyeses. That's why we say tameos. Hachachal reyesa. Here we only have one indication. Here we don't mean reyes in the terms of a kilk or something wrong. We just mean we only have one piece of proof. What piece of proof we have? That she's a megeres lefanecha. But I don't know when she became a begeres. Are you going to go and say, Hamed Isha al Cheskasa? Like we said, Hamed these Tmeim al Cheskasa? That's because there the Chazaka doesn't change. Here it's a Chazaka who asuya li'ishtanois, today is the day that it's going to change, and therefore the chazaka falls away. Don't tell me that she has been now a nara for the last 6 months. Mazel tov, that's great news. The girl before she became a nara, she was a ketana for 12 years. Are you going to tell me that she's going to continue being a ketana? No! As soon as the major date line happens, and you have the simanim, so she becomes 12 years old, and there are two saras, you don't say, well, she has a chaskas ketana until now. That's chazaka suyilishtanas. And the same thing now, on 12 years and 6 months. Today is supposed to be the big day that she's going to get her simanim bagras. Mashenkin legabe, the case of the tomei, unless he goes to a mikvah kshera, he's going to remain tomei forever. That chazaka applies. So therefore, there are two good reasons. Here there's only one reason. That's why over there we say Tomei. In our case, Shmuel Chayshina. Ushmuel Maishna Michovius. I have a similar story by Chovius. Let's ask Akasha from there. This time, what does it say in the Braisa? Hoyeboidikes Chovius Lahafrish Oleha Truma Vihoylech Viachakach Nimtis Choymed. What is this all about? This person, from time to time, buys or receives new tvuah or peiros or what have you, and each time when he would like to eat from it, he would have to go and give trumas and maestras. So what he did was, in advance, he set aside a chovius at home, a large barrel full of wine, and he says, anytime I go to a bar mitzvah, to a chasana, to somebody's house, and they offer me some wine, and I'm not sure whether or not they gave trumas, or I know for sure they didn't give trumas from it, instead of going to give truma on the spot, I'm going to rely on that chavius, and I'm going to go and say that two lugin, for instance, in that chavius should be truma on what I'm drinking now at this particular juncture. So one can do something. That is a problem of you're supposed to go and give a chakilim and a mukif, but it works shalim and a mukif as well. So a person who did that, and from time to time he would go and check the chavius to make sure that the wine is still good, and that it didn't turn into chometz, because this man Yamr holds that if and when the wine gets sour and then has a status of chometz, which we call vinegar, then you can no longer go and give from vinegar on wine. So from time to time, he used to go and check. Good. And now some time passed. He's already used that chovius in that location for 5 times or 10 times to go and give truma. And then one day he says, you know, it's about time I should check it again. I haven't checked it in a while. And now he says, and he takes a whiff or a taste or whatever. And he can't taste it himself. But he smells and he says, uh-oh, it's not wine anymore. This has been, it's chaymetz. It is definitely vinegar. It has turned vinegar. So now the question is, when did it turn vinegar? If it turned vinegar already a month ago or 2 months ago or whenever it was, then all of those true mice that I gave in the interim were no good. However, if it just became chometz recently, then all those trumas that I gave previously were good. So that's what he wants to know, did it work or did it not work? And obviously we're talking about that some of the wine, that there's plenty of wine still there in the chavias, and therefore we want to know, did all of that wine become truma because he's used it for 10, 20, 30 times over the last month or whatever? Or do I say, no, it didn't become truma. Most of it is still tevel because of the fact that it's chaymet and whatever hafrosha he did of truma didn't work because it was chaymet aliyai. So we want to know what the story is. It's called gimel yomim vadai. The 3 days is for sure. Mikan ve'elech sofik. Besides that, the rest is a sofik. Now what means the 3 days? So our Gemara doesn't go into it, but you remember that is a machloikis and mesachtes bova basra. We're going to get to that shortly. As to which 3 days are we talking about? Are we talking about the first 3 days or the final 3 days? In other words, just to give an example, assuming that the last time he was biting the chavius was 6 months ago, so now until 6 months ago everything was fine. He smelled it, he checked it, it was perfect wine, nothing to worry about. It could be, however, that as soon as he sealed the barrel and he put it away, from that moment on, it started going downhill. So the kol gimel yomim vadai, the first 3 days, it still had the status of wine. So whatever hafrashis truma took place on those 3 days, those were good. But anything after that, I don't know. The reason why the Gemara refers to 3 days, because typically the Gemara assumes that wine turns sour, it's a slow-going process. It doesn't happen from 1 minute to the other. It takes 3 days, slowly but surely, it gets more sour until after 3 days, it's chaymetz. So for the first 3 days, you can assume it was still kosher wine. Whatever trumas were given were great. Anything after that is a suffix. There's another mandiyamar, another amoira, that says the other way around. That anything over the last 3 days, meaning I checked it today, 6 months later, I found that it's chaymet. Anything over the last 3 days, today and yesterday, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, the last 3 days, that is vaday chaymet, because it doesn't change from minute to minute. It's got to take at least 3 days. So therefore, last 3 days we consider chaymet. Anything earlier than that, mikan v'eilech, going back to 6 months ago, anytime is suffering.
Mikan v'eilech doesn't really fit that.
It's true. Mikan v'eilech just means that in this whole 6 month pattern, it's either 3 months, 3 days plus, or 3 days.
Mikan v'eilech would fit that pattern.
I agree with you. So those are two points. Again, it's not me, it's Amiroim. If you look in the Rashi fourth wide line, called Gimel Yom Vade Gersinim, Le Gersinim Rishonim. Take out the word Rishonim. We don't have Rishonim. Amiroi Pliyimah Bavavas. Ikal Man Yom called Gimel Yom Rishonim. She Achara Vadika She Bodka Motzi Yain. Hari Becheskes Yain Vade. We call Tavolim She Tolim Tumasim Bob. Oisim Gimel Yom Mesukan. Name the or. Perfect. Mikan the Eilach Sofik. Vahavi Truma Liyosu Lizarim. Vyasim Yitran. The Shemek Varech Mitzah. Vlehoisa Truma. That's the first one yam. They come out the yam and come basically in the yam and they have a dika. Another one being boidic now. The last 3 days before this bedika, zuha chroina, shemotza, choymet, tari becheskes vade, choymet. A vade was no good. Vimaso, it's in gimel yom truma, al mokam acher, ein a truma, umateris lazar. In this kananami tipple, until you have a choymet gomor, papachs me gimel yom, zushin nimtas choymet, yidurish, lesh yom, yeshus kalkam, yikam the eilach means me gimel ulam afreya, like your word. Yeah. Three before those 3 days, something got up a truma. That's it. Okay. Anyway, so that's what it says there in the Braisa by the Chavis. Now we're not asking the Kasha on Shmuel yet. Rather, we're asking now a stira between this Braisa and the Mishnah in Mesechtas Mikvois that we read a few moments ago. Vramin and Chavis Amikva. Maishna de Hocha Vadai or Maishna de Hocha Sofik. What does he mean? Going back to the case of the Mikvah. I say that all the taharis that we have lima freya from the last time that I know for sure that the mikvah was kosher, that it was 40 sa, anything from today going backwards lima freya are tame. Not that the mikvah is tame, but anything that toivul in that mikvah, the person, the chilin, all are tame. And I didn't say it's tame misafik. I said it's tame vadai. Tame ois. It's tame. That's vadai. Here in the case of the Chavius, other than either the first 3 days or the final 3 days, we send the Kanda Eilach Safik. All that interim period in between is a Safik. Why over there do I say it's Vadai? And here I say it's Safik. V'yom Rab Chanina Meisuria. Mantana Chavius Rab Shimon. The Tana of this Brice that we just learned Chavius, that's Rab Shimon. The Kabi Mikva Nami Sveika Meshavi. By the case of the mikvah, Reb Shimon here, there too holds it's not a Vadai case, it's a Sofik case. The Sanya, this doesn't appear in that Mishnah that we said before, but it's in a Braisa. What is which state in the Braisa? Called Tarish and Nasa al Gabul Mafrei, Bereshus Yochim, Bereshus Rab, Tmeyois, just like we learned in the Mishnah. And Reb Shimon Oimer, Bereshus Rabim, Tahoiras, like the normal case that can learn from Sait. Bereshus Yochid, Toilin. And Rishus Yochid, it's a Sofik. Not like we said before, Tmeyois, it's a Sofik. And therefore, says the Gemara, that Braisa of the case of the Yain and the Chaimitz with the Chavius, you know why it says, Mikan Be'ilach Sofik? Because that's Reb Shimon. And Reb Shimon is now consistent. Both in the earlier Mishnah and Braisa by Mikvah, he holds that interim period is a Sofik. I don't know what the status is. And here too, by the Chavius, it says it's a Sofik. Sick. That's Reb Shimon. Avdur Rabban, what do Rabban hold? Tevel and Mafreya. That they hold that it's Vadai Tevel. Both in the case of the Mikvah, they hold it's Vadai. And in the case of the Chavis, they hold it's Vadai. Why do we say it's Vadai Tevel? Because Kan Nimtza Kan Hoya. If I check now the barrel, and the barrel smells that it's Choymitz, so I'm going to assume not only is it Choymitz today and the last 3 days, but until the previous time that I was Boydik this Chavius. When was that last time? A month ago. A month ago it was fine. Anything after that month ago, so not like we were learning in the Braisa, because that Braisa is Reb Shimon that holds it as a Sofik. But according to the Rabbanan, it's Tevel Mafreya. You can assume that none of the Trumas worked. It's Tevel, and this whole barrel is full of Tevel. No Truma from that point on. Huh? So your whole Kanim Tzakanhoye. Says Achshver and Shmuel. Shmuel said, I don't know which Kedushin was effective, because I don't know when she became a Begeris. Did she become a Begeris at 10 o'clock in the morning, or 12 o'clock, or 3 o'clock, or 5 o'clock? Echvesish. Why don't you know? You see from these two cases, both by Mikveh and by the Chavius, that you go Lima Freya and you say Maturis Vade. Kan Nimtza, the way you find it now, that's where you assume that Kan Hoya, that's the way it was before. And therefore, if she's now a Begeris at 5 o'clock, you assume she was a Begeris at 10 o'clock. Is a shver on Shmuel, because Shmuel says it's a sofik. Every morishani hasn't ikalamei mahamid tevel al cheskosoi the emaloi niska. There it had a cheskos tevel until you know for sure that it was used to be mesak in truma, and therefore you leave it on its original chazak. Just like we say by the mikvah, hamid the people al cheskosom that they were tamei. Here we're going to hamid the chavius on cheskosoi that it was all tevel. Why don't you go and say that since the yain was good until a month ago, why don't you go and say there's a chazaka that he probably was not machmitz and it didn't become sour? What are you talking about? You see that it's chomitz in front of you. In other words, you see that it got sour. Don't tell me it has chazaka, it didn't become choymit. Same thing over here is she only became a begeris now. I don't know that she became a begeris previously. So Timura, maybe now she became a bugra. And therefore, Fay Timura, well, Nami Hashtu the Achmetz, why don't you say the same thing, Legabe, the Chavis, only now it became Chavis. Again, the same Teretz. Hosum Tartel Reyesa, Hocha Chodle Reyesa. What is the Tartel Reyesa? Tartel Reyesa, number one, that it was Tevel, and Cheskes Tevel all the way until now, until you prove otherwise, that a Chazok of Tevel. And number two, it's Chavis Lefanenu. In the case of the girl who's a boigris, you only have one raya. What piece of proof? Boigris lefanega. But there was no previous chazaka. You can't go and say, well, she had a chazaka of naris until now, because that was a chazaka asuya lishtanois. Today is the day that she's supposed to change to a begeris, and it worked. She taka became a begeris today. I just don't know when, in the morning or the afternoon. Says Shmuel. In that case, I go and say it's a vadai, because there you have Tartel Reyesa. Here it's a sofik, and that's why chashinon the kedusha shnei. They can hachachad Reyesa who diikah. Period. So we answer the two kashas on Shmuel, and now the Gemara is going to say name katanoi. Let us say the machloikis Rav and Shmuel is not only machloikis amoyroim, but it's a machloikis tanoim. Where do we find a machloikis tanoim? Top of the Amid base. Mi moitzi miyad mi. Now, what is this situation talking about? You have a person who wrote out a shtar giving all of his nechasim away to children or to achedim, to whomever. And he didn't leave anything for himself. Now the question is, when he wrote that shtar, was he a bori or was he a shchimra? If a person is a bori, his mind is clear and he's 100% healthy, and he's writing away all his nechasim to other people, it's not a smart idea. Everybody will tell you, hold something for yourself, otherwise you're going to be poor and you'll have to beg for money, or you have to look around for new jobs or whatever. It's not a great idea, but it's legally effective if he was a bari. On the other hand, there's something known as a shchimra. Shchimra, of course, is a person who's in the throes of chas v'shalom, of death. He's afraid in another couple of hours it's going to be all over, and that's why he's giving away all of the nechasim now. If miraculously the Baruch Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu was mekabel all the tefillos, and this person becomes miraculously healthy again, then he doesn't have to say anything. He just takes all of these nechasim back. Why is he called nechasim back? Because he only gave away nechasim because he thought he was going to pass away. There's a difference, by the way. The Gemara doesn't address it. What happens if he only gave away 80% of his nechasim or 50% of nechasim? Then we would say even if he's a shchimra, he meant to give it away. Because the fact that he kept something for himself, so he's looking at that backup option. There's at least a 2%, 5%, 20% chance I'm going to get healthy again. So I want to make sure that I have a trust account that's going to take care of me. So anyway, but here it's talking about that he gave everything away. And now, Baruch Hashem, this person did become healthy, and he's walking around. And the question is, who owns the nechasim. He says, I was a shchemra, but Baruch Hashem, I got healthy. I take everything back. Nothing belongs to anyone except to me. The recipients in that shtar, however, said, no. It was a matanis bari. When you wrote that, you were clear of mind and you were Baruch Hashem, you were gezint, and therefore all of the nechasim belong to us. So what happens now? Zoktor de Braisa, mi moitz mi an mi. Who has the upper hand in getting the nechasim? Zoktor de Braisa, the Mishnah, who moitz mi adam b'loy raya? He can go and take it away from them without proving anything. He's considered to be the muchzik. The haim ein moitz mi adam b'loy raya, but they have to go and bring a raya if they want to go and show that it belongs to them. Divrei Rabbi Yankev. So, it's a question of who's the moitzi, who's the muchzik, says Rabbi Yankev. He has to, each one is the moitzi, but he can be moitzi without a raya, they have to be moitzi with a raya. Reb Nosson Oimer, let's see what the story is today. In Bari, who, if today, as this litigation is ongoing in Bezdin, and he says that I'm Baruch Hashem, I was a shchimra at that time, and I'm now gezunt today, and they say, no, you were a Bari at the time, let's see what the situation is today. In Bari, who, if today he is gezunt, olu havirai shayish chimera, kan nimtza kan oya. If I see today that he's a Bari, he was probably a Bari then too. You want to say that you are shchimera? Prove that you are shchimera. V'im shchimera who, if today is a shchimera, aleihem lavirai shabari hoya. Then they have to go and prove that at that time he was a Bari. Ah, so lechoyra, what is the machloikis between Rabbi Yankev and Rabbi Nosson? The same machloikis is between Rav and Shmuel. Name a Rav the Amik Reb Nosson. Just like Rav says, she's a Begeris Lefaneinu, that's what Reb Nosson said. He's a Bari Lefaneinu, or he's a Shchimra Lefaneinu. Let's see what his status is now. If now he's a Shchimra, I will assume he was a Shchimra a week ago, or a month ago, whenever this transpired. Or if he's a Bari now, I'm going to assume that he was a Bari at that time too. You want to say differently? Prove your case. Kan Nimtza, the way he is today, Kan Hoy, that's where he was previously. Shmuel says, no, each one has to go and prove his case. Each one, in the case of, he doesn't have to prove it by bringing rayas, but Lamas, it was originally his, he was the muhsik, so therefore he can go take b'loy raya. They name it b'loy raya. So that's like Shmuel that says, I have taka sofik, and therefore we have to see who has the upper hand in terms of the muhsik and the moitzi. Shmuel the Amrik Rabbi Yankev. So lechoy the machloik is Rav Shmuel, it's like a machloik is Rabbi Yankev and Rabbi Nosson. Amlech Rav not nishkarai. I know the Amrik Afilik Rabbi Yankev. I can hold like Rabbi Yankev as well. I've come like Rabbi Yankev. Awesome. The Ikalamei Mahamin Mamanot Chaskosai. We have that fine, that famous rule of jurisprudence that whenever you have Mamain, you go and put it on its Chazaka. And therefore, this individual owned these Nechasim for the last 80 years. And now he wrote that shtar to give them all away. Since I don't know whether he was a shchimra or whether he was a bari, he can go and take it away. B'loy rai, he doesn't have to bring any rai because hamin man malchus kosa, he's the muchzik, it's his. Avul hachem in our case, minei hamin gufal chus kosa, we can't go and say be machzik her gufal chus kosa because today is a chazaku asuya lishtanos. Even though for the last 12 years and 6 months she was ketana slash nara, but that changed today. That's clear that it changes today. It's today is the 6 month date, and today it's supposed to. And Chitaka developed today the Simoni Bagris. So therefore, you cannot compare one with the other. Ushmul Amar and not the Amre Filir Nosson. I can hold like Reb Nosson as well. Remember what did Reb Nosson say? Look what his status is today. Ad Kanikam Ramaso Hasam the Kuli Alma Bechesus Briam Kaimi. Normally, how many people are Shchimras? People at the end of their life, they become Nebuch Shchimras. Not everybody. It's many people in Chassid Shalom pass away instantaneously. However, and therefore, the vast majority of people are Bari. Man v'kamafi nafshi mi'chazaka havelei l'suya raya. If you want to say, Balabus, the one that wrote out the shtar, that you are Shchimra, then you got to go and prove that you are Shchimra. Avalocha mi'kamafka nafshi mi'chazaka dekamei. Is she going and removing herself from a previous chazaka? After all, the Chazok of Naris ends on the 6 month deadline or timeline after she was 12 years. So there's no Chazok over here that she's going to remain a Nara forever. It's a Chazok of Suyulishtami. So the bottom line is, you have no Raya that Machloik is there, is the same as Rav and Shmuel. But Nemech Kahani Tanoi. Oh, But now I have Beferish in two brises. Beferish, the words of Rav and Shmuel. We start off the first brisa, word for word like we had Rav and Shmuel. Kidsh Aviyah Baderech. The father married her off 10 o'clock in the morning whilst he was traveling. Bekidsh Atzmeir, and she married herself off 3 o'clock in the afternoon at home. Same day. And at 5 o'clock in the evening, Harihi Begeres, she checks herself. Oh, she's a Begeres. Tanachod, one brisa says, Harihi Begeres Lefaneinu. Just like Rav said. Since she's a Begeres Lefaneinu, we will assume she was already a Begeres at 10 o'clock in the morning. And therefore the father's Kedusha was worthless. But Tanya Idach, like Shmuel said, Chayshin LeKedusha Shnaya. My love, Chad Kerav, Chad Kishmuel. Mamish, it's worth, word for word. So tomorrow, like, so Nishkaraya. Either the Idah Kishmuel, both of the brisa can go according to Shmuel. Kan b'matchishosay, kan b'she'en matchishosay. What does that mean? What happens when the father says, he reports, that I did a Kedushin 10 o'clock in the morning? What does the girl say about that? Is she silent and she smiles? Or does she say, no, Abba, Tati, Daddy, I think you're making a mistake. Because at 5 o'clock I checked myself, and I believe already at 10 o'clock it was already that situation at that time. Oh, that would be that she's makhish what her father did. And says Gemara, if you take a look at the Rashi, which is parallel to our Gemara, but makhish asai. Hadikani harihi begeres lefaneinu b'machishosu l'avia loymar kvar begarti meyasmal. Lav dafka meyasmal, she means early in the morning. What we're saying is, Tati, you think that your kedushin was effective. I'm sorry to tell you that I was already a begeres this morning. When I woke up in the morning, I'm sorry?
She's ois rishus.
Ois is his rishus. Yes. She's now in her own rishus as a begeres, and so therefore she was machish. Ah, that's the case, are you begeres lefaneinu. So we don't have to aid them, but that's what the Brisa says. Say Shmuel, even I could agree, even though I previously said Shmuel, that Chayshinon Likidushi Shneim, that's when she was silent. So I don't know what really happened at that time. Maybe she doesn't know what happened at that time. Since we don't know, I'm Chayshin. But if she affirmatively says, I know for a fact that 10 o'clock this morning I was already Begeris at that time, and she's a Begeris Lefaneinu, we combine those two facts, and Shmuel says, even I could agree, Hari Begeres Lefaneinu, and we're not choishish to the original Kedushin of the morning. And therefore, says Gemara, it doesn't have to be that the same machlekes, both are Shmuel, one's a matchish, one's okay, a matchish. Right, Gemara, the name of Minimas Nisa Lei Pligi. Once we said that the two brises could be on the same page, then I'm going to write Lei Pligi. Maybe there's no machlek between Rav and Shmuel either. Maybe Rav is talking tak in such a case where we know for a fact that she was makhish, and therefore, and she's begeris lefaneinu, says Rav, the combination of those two makes her into begeris. You don't worry about the father's kedushin in the morning. And Shmuel is talking about a case of ain't makhish osas, I don't know, and therefore chayshiran. So maybe there's no machloikis. Says Yimar, but that cannot be, because v'tizra, I'll ask you a kasha. Harvi osa bereidra menashe midavil, ovid uvda kavasi derahav. There was such a situation with, on the 12th year, 6 months, guess what happened? Father made Kedushin 10 o'clock in the morning. Daughter made a Kedushin 3 o'clock in the afternoon. 5 o'clock we checked, and she is a Begeres Lefaneinu. Said Rav Yosef, Halach is Kerav. We're going to ignore the Kedushin in the morning. She's a Begeres Lefaneinu. The Kedushin in the afternoon, her Kedushin was effective. And they reported this now to Shmuel, the Ikev Shmuel. And Shmuel was upset at Rav Yosef Pereid Rav Menashe Midavl. V'yomar. And he said, and he used a little bit of a poetic form, Kuli alma kailei bekavazuta, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu went and dispensed and disseminated chachma on this world, all of the Rabbanim and all of the Dayanim and all of the Talmidim, he only gave one little kav, like one spoonful of chachma to all of them. The high midrabbanim and that midrabbanim, meaning the Rav Yosef Reidam Nasha kailei bekava rabba, for him he gave a gallon of chachma that he knows so much more than all the rest of us. How can he take upon himself? This is a very serious situation. He's ignoring the Kedushin in the morning and saying, yeah, that was nothing. The Kedushin in the afternoon, that's effective. And the father, Chayshin, it's the Chasafik, says Shmuel. I'm not saying, Shmuel, that it's a Vaday. It's a Chasafik. You're so brilliant that you know more than everybody else that you're willing to go out on the limb and to go and say, she doesn't have to worry about the first Kedushin, it's only the second Kedushin.
Wait, the first condition wasn't the first one her condition?
No, her father, 10 o'clock in the morning.
Remember, the father with
father. Kitcha
Avia Baderech, with Kitcha Atzmei. No, I agree with you. But apparently he felt that even Rav, although Rav said that, so he's the halacha, I don't know what Rav would say, la halacha la maisa. You find very often the Gemara says that even though Rav held that way, he was nevertheless choishish to Yosef Shito or Shmuel or somebody else, and he didn't go and pass him like that. In other words, yeah, maybe Thakir for the Gemara, for the Shir, for the learning, it sounds great. But halacha la maisa, it's bothering me, says Shmuel. A person takes upon himself to go and pass him like Rav against me and everybody else. If you're going to tell me that maybe Rav and Shmuel are not arguing, Rav is talking about a case of Machish Asai, and Shmuel is talking about a case of Machish Asai. Is the Makiyah would have the Machish Asai? Maybe the case was talking about a Machish Asai, where then Shmuel said, then I agree as well. If she's Machish and she says, I was already a Begeris at 10 o'clock in the morning, then, remember the way we explained the two brises, Shmuel says, even I could agree with that, since she said that she was a Megeris. Rashi says, Meyasmar. And we see that she is a Megeris now. Nuoy Bazoi put two and two together, she was talking Megeris. So, what's Shmuel getting so makbid against Rav Yosef? Temeki Ovid of the Makashasa. Is the chasimen that it's the fact that he got so heated against Rav Yosef? That in fact there is a machloikis between Rav and Shmuel. That's why Shmuel says, Rav Yosef, how do you take upon yourself a broad shoulders to pass on like Rav? It's a grace of suffering. Anyway.
Interestingly, it's Kavazuta Kava Rabba. We had the Tisha Kavan before, remember?
Mm-hmm.
It's like echoing that whole Lamora.
Yeah, it could be. Oh, my Marzuta Bardabashi. Hoki Amar Neymar, Hilchasa Kavasi to Shmuel. Look like Shmuel with Taka Choishish that maybe in the morning she was still a Nara. Ravashi Amehilchus and Gavasi to Rav. Hilchus and Gavasi Rav, look like Rav, that Kan Nimtza Kan Hoya, if today is that final day, the 6 month timeline day, and we find the Begeris in the afternoon, which was what we had expected, we can expect that in the morning she was already a Begeris then when the daybreak broke.
This is a possible like Rav and Shura.
And like Shmuel but Mine. So that's consistent.
So in this case, it should be a concern. Should pass on like Rav.
It's a good.
That's
what we do. I know, but that's one.
So the Gemara could add now. The Omar Gam came the Unzretayer Gavur Brother Shai Ilchus Kavasi the Rav. You have the final say. Okay. On to the next mission. Zok the Mishnah. Again, we're going to go back into Inyone Yichus. Do I have to worry about the wife and about the children, whether they are miyuchasim or not, for future shiduchim? So mishi yotzu v'yishna l'midiyasiyam. A person was married, after the chasana, they left the midiyasiyam, he's going to learn in koil for 10 years or whatever, and he's going to come back. And guess what happens? Uba hu v'yishna u'banav. Now he comes back 10 years later, not only does he have still his wife, and Baruch Hashem, he has a whole bunch of gilulach. The Amar. And when he comes back, he says, do you recognize my wife? I don't really recognize her, after all.
10 kids does a lot to a woman's appearance.
Number one, and number two, who looks at a married lady, after all? When she was still a single girl, we had to go and see for purposes of shiduchim. Now that she's married, who's going to go and look? So nobody looked at her. And now when she comes back, he says affirmative to everybody. You see this lady? Ishi yotzi min b'yusayam, hari hizu. That's the same one, no change. Ve'ilu b'nei. And all of these kindlach, all of these are joint mutual children from her and from me together. If subsequently we want to go and make a shidduch with one of these kids, you don't have to go and be boydik. Remember the earlier mission Ayin Vav says you have to go back 4 imois, which was 12, which was 16, against Maisa. You don't have to do any of that checking anymore. Why not? Says Rashi. Vis-a-vis her, you don't have to do any checking because of the fact that he already checked at the time that he married her. So that betika took place. She retains her cheskes yichus or whatever she had at that time. She still has it now. What about the bonim? So you're going to say, well, maybe these bonim were adopted, or maybe these bonim are somebody else. So Rashi is talking about, like the Gemara is going to say, kruchim achareha. They're holding on to her skirt or to her hand or you know her apron, whatever. They're constantly around her. So it's obvious that these are her children, and you don't have to be choishish otherwise, and therefore you don't have to check any more yichus about either the mother, because she already has her yichus check, her certificate from last time, and the banim are automatically the children of this isha. However, what happens if the husband comes back 10 years later and Nebuch Mesa, he says, my wife passed away, Rachman al-Slan, it was very tragic. But these are the kindlach from my wife. No, maybe Raya al-Banim. You have to go and bring a Raya al-Gabi the Banim, because who knows whether that's true or not. Maybe Raya al-Isha. You don't have to bring a Raya al-Isha, because Nebuch Zishan Ishdu, whatever Raya you're going to bring is not going to help for these Banim, because the Banim have to have an independent B'dika done. Now the B'dika, we're not going to have to do a Yichus to four Imois. We're going to have to bring a Raya that these are the Banim of the Isha that passed away. Once we establish, yes, for sure, that these are the children of that lady that passed away, then we're done. You don't have to bring a new Raya Isha, because that's what we had when they got married initially. Now, what happens a brand new case? A man goes away, he comes back after a few years, he says, Isha Nasasi Mimdina Sayyam, I married when I was away, I married a lady, Harihizu, this is my wife, Veilubanam, these are the children. Now, since we were not there at the time that he married, so we don't know anything about this woman, maybe Raya Isha, now they have to show the Taka that he did the checking at that time, or if he cannot prove that, we'll do the checking now, and we'll see, oh, the Yichus is Taka good. However, you don't have to bring Raya Labanim, because again, it's talking about the Banim are kruchim acharev, holding on to her apron, or what have you, and therefore, once we establish she has good Yichus, automatically the kids go along for the ride. But what happens if he comes back and he says, I have no wife because I married a wife from Dina Siyam, but Mason, but unfortunately I married her and Nebuch, she passed away. But these are the children. Since I don't have any Raya the Gabe, the mother, and I don't have any Raya the Gabe, the Banim, so I'm going to have to talk about Raya the Isha that she was Taka Muchasses. The Ala Banim, I'm going to have to go and bring a Raya that these are the Banim of that Isha, because I don't know, because there's no Kruchem Acharel, because she's not around. So therefore you have to bring a Raya, not a Raya on Yichus and both. Yichus on the mother, and that these Banim are happen to be her children. Amra Baravuna, the Kulan, the Chrucham Chara, all the cases that we have in the Mishnah, that we don't have to bring a Raya, the Gabi, the Banim, so we're talking about that they're holding on to her apron, as you said. Tanu Rabbanan, Isha Nasasim Dina Seyam, Meve Raya Le'isha, if we didn't previously know this woman, he just brings her from Dina Seyam and says, I married her, you have to bring a Raya on her Yichus, Vein Zerch Lav Yirai Le'banim, but once it's Kruchem Achara, you don't have to worry about it. Umeve Raya Le'gdoyle, Vein Zerch Lav Yirai Le'ktan. So Rashi says that when we said Vein Tzorch Lavi Raya Banim, the Brice itself is modifying that. Which Banim are we talking about? The Ketanim Banim. Because the Ketanim Banim are the Kruchem Acharel. They're the ones holding on to the apron. But if you have already Doilim, older children that are already 10, 12, 15, 18, whatever, they're no longer Kruchem Acharel like Ketanim are, so then you'd have to bring a Raya like Doilim. You'd have to bring a Raya like Ketanim. When you're talking about Be'ish Achas, he was only married to one lady. Then you brought a Raya Lagabe what she was, right? He says, Isha Nasasi, B'mdina Sayyam. You bring a Raya on the Isha. If she's no longer around, you'll have to bring a Raya what she was. B'shir Achas, Abishtei Noshim, if he had married, in fact, two women. And of the two women, unfortunately, one of them passed away. And now the Bonim that are standing around, the Kruchem Acharel on the second wife, maybe Raya Ala Isha, he's going to have to bring a Raya not only on the Isha that passed away, that he says that these Bonim may be of hers, or even for this one. You're going to have to bring a Raya that got the Bonim as well. Meaning, says Rashi, normally when you find Banim Kruchem Achareha, you only have to establish proof that Gabi the Isha. You don't have to worry about the Banim. Right. But since he said he had two wives, and one of them passed away, then I don't know these Banim, are they from the first wife that passed away, or from the second wife that is living. The fact that the Kruchem Achareha is normal, right, because
the stepmother would take care of the surviving children.
Exactly. The stepmother takes care of them. They don't even know who the mother was. Maybe right. She passed away when they were still very young. Right. So therefore, Kruchem Achareha. So that's no Raya. You have to bring a Raya both on the Isha and on the Banim. To be continued tomorrow. I have a wonderful day, Zai.